Welcome back to WBUI Presents. I'm Rebecca Green.
And I'm Ben Clemmer. Our news roundup continues, and in addition to looking back at events from this past month, we also wanted to take time in this show for a look at upcoming events. Issues and Ales is scheduled for Wednesday, April 18th, and the hosts of the 2 hours of discussion join us now. Zach Bernard, Araceli Gomez-Aldana, welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
Thanks, Ben.
Zach, I'll start with you. Your hour of Issues and Ales will be called The Cost of Development. What made you want to address that topic in this month's event?
I cover the city council beat on a regular basis, and you end up having a lot of conversations with people about what the long term means. And it's always difficult to kind of pin down certain aspects of that because you can look at the short term, you know, this project will build X amount of jobs and provide X amount to this economy. But altogether, as one big project, we don't exactly have a clear picture of where Fort Wayne is going, what it can look like in 20 years, 30 years, things like that. So the main objective of this panel is to just kind of take a look at all of the different development projects, all of the different financial terms that go into development, and figure out how are all of these things coalescing together to work as kind of a local development soup, and what does it mean for the long term of Fort Wayne? That's essentially the goal.
Zach, I know you and Araceli have both been very busy getting your panels organized. Who will be joining you to talk about the cost of development?
Well, as of right now, I have a commitment via email from Councilman John Crawford. That's exciting. I was very hopeful we'd get to speak with him for this because he is involved with a lot of development in downtown Fort Wayne. And I've been in touch with a couple of other individuals. I have a loose commitment from an economics professor at IPFW. We haven't spoken about the logistics face-to-face yet, but it's essentially a commitment. So I won't say his name yet, but we have that. And we're getting as many details ironed out as we can, but the panel's taking shape pretty nicely right now, and we're looking forward to a pretty good event.
Araceli, your panel will focus on women in leadership in Northeast Indiana, or rather addressing why there are so few. What made you notice the deficit?
When we look at the population in Allen County specifically, women make up 50% or more of our population, and if you compare that to the number of women holding leadership positions, both in government and other civic organizations, you know, those numbers just do not add up. And I want to pose a question, why is that?
So who will be joining you to answer the question, where are the women?
It's very hard because there's only, say, 3 spots for the panel, and there's so many women in our area that are doing great things and are great leaders. I'm going to keep the suspense going and not say any details with regards to who's going to be in the panel. I will let our audience know as soon as possible, but there are women who have been in leadership positions. There are women who have been in the area for a long time and can speak to their experiences as being women and being in their respective professions or being involved in government and civic organizations.
We do want to once again take the opportunity to let you know that you can add your voice to the conversation. If you won't be able to attend Issues and Ales, you can send in questions for Zach and Araceli's panels by emailing wboipresents@nipr.fm.
Fort Wayne musician Sean Ellsworth Hoffman has a fierce passion for fiddle playing, as well as teaching the instrument, which he's done at Fairfield Elementary School the past 4 years in a volunteer after-school program. The club, made up of 4th and 5th graders, works toward a recording session on WBOI's Meet the Music every March, as well as a performance at Fort Wayne's FAME Arts Festival. Now the excitement built, with a plan to get some of his students down to the summer fiddle camp at Red Wing Music Academy in Virginia. To learn about the drive these young musicians and their teacher possess, as well as the summer camp adventure on the horizon, WBUI's Julia Meek invited Sean into the studio to discuss their dedication and combined love of the craft.
Sean Ellsworth Hoffman, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, you are a pillar of the local music society, and through the school year, you teach English as a second language at Fairfield Elementary. You also founded an after-school fiddle club there 4 years ago. So, what's your musical makeup, and what drove that particular burst of fiddle fever?
My uncles had a bluegrass band that I always loved when I was growing up. So just that kind of love of traditional music early on in my life, having role models of people that are playing it and having a lot of fun doing it. I come from a family of do-it-yourselfers, so like we're going to build our own houses, we're going to make our own music, we're going to make our own good time, you know, it's grassroots, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wanted to share that, and I think that's a great age to start them out. The school had quite a few violins available. So I just asked our principal, Lindsay Amstutz, who is a fantastic principal, I think one of the best in Fort Wayne Community Schools, if I could start an after-school club. And she said, go for it.
This is elementary school. That would be fourth and fifth grade
Correct.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a labor of love on all of your parts and an after-school program.
Yeah.
That seems its own challenge, not only for your busy life, but the parents that are involved and the kids themselves. Everybody's willing to commit to doing this for the love of music or mm-hmm. learning.
Yeah,
music.
I do have an assistant this year. Jane Heald from the Philharmonic helped me out, I think, 2 years ago. And then this year, one of the other teachers wanted to learn fiddle. Jill O'Leary is her name. I said, well, okay, but I need an assistant. So she was gracious enough to commit to helping 2 days a week after school with the group.
That's one way to get lessons. But what a labor of love this really is. Fairfield Elementary is a public school that has its own hard times, and a lot of the kids in that school, there's not a lot of extra money in those families for instruments and such. How meaningful do you think it is that they get to have a program like this at this stage of their life?
I think it's pretty special. Obviously, I think it's special. But I think they really get a kick out of it. They really enjoy it. And it is. Fairfield's an inner city school. But to see, I don't know how many kids have come back this year alone. This is really the first year this has happened, where they've talked their parents into buying instruments for them. It's cool to see, you know, that they're getting into this enough to invest in something like that.
Okay, once school's out for the summer, what happens in your fiddle playing world?
Yeah, it's fun time for me usually. Well, actually, we're getting ready to go on a little trip down to North Carolina for a week. We're going to do some shows and concerts down there. But this summer, I'm going to go down to teach at a fiddle camp. This is my second year teaching down there, called the Red Wing Academy. That is a fiddle camp that precedes the Red Wing Roots Music Festival. And this is the sixth year for the festival. Jay Lapp, who played mandolin with the Goldmine Pickers, one of my very first bands, he now plays with a band called the Steel Wheels, and they're the host band for the festival. And the fiddle camp, the Red Wing Academy, I think last year we had about 60 kids ranging from age 5 up to 18. So it's like a really wide range of students, you know, levels and ages both. This would be the first year that I'm actually trying to take some of my students from Fairfield down. It's not an official like field trip per se, but I'm really trying to do some fundraising and get some of these kids down there and get them the opportunity to be down there and in this setting where they can see just the high level, the professionalism, because all the bands at this festival, they're professional touring musicians in kind of the Americana, old time, bluegrassy, newgrassy genre. You know, just to get their imaginations running wild about what's possible.
Sure. So they would be participating in 1 week of camp, mm-hmm. and that's a hands-on learning experience. And then they would get to be there for the festival and, in fact, perform in the festival?
Right. You do the camp all week and you learn some of the Steel Wheels songs. And then on Friday, the opening day of the festival, you actually play with the Steel Wheels on stage. So it's a pretty amazing opportunity.
I think your kids are going to think so, too. So good luck with that. All right, Sean, I know you've got music to make somewhere now. You usually do. So before I let you go, tell us, what do you get from this part of your musical journey?
Man, this is the fun. And I kind of early on, I said, well, the fiddle club, it's just going to be something I do to pass it on. Pay it forward, if you want to use that phrase. It's just a charge to know that I'm furthering or strengthening the traditional music community in Northern Indiana, and especially in this area. There are some places that have a really strong community, whether it's big city, Chicago, New York, or down south, you know, where it's just so much more a part of their heritage. And part of us going down to this camp is that that's in the heart of traditional music, bluegrass country. So we want to get down there, and we do have a lot of bluegrass up here with the Kendallville Festival and all that. But just to be another link in the chain that makes it a little bit stronger around here. That's my goal, I guess.
Sean Ellsworth Hoffman is a Fort Wayne musician, educator, and founder of the Fairfield Falcon Fiddle Club. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today. Safe travels, happy trails, and Red Wing Academy or bust.
Okay, sounds good, Julia. My pleasure.
Hear the Fairfield Falcon Fiddle Club perform on WBUI's Meet the Music at 8 p.m. Thursday, April 12th and Monday, April 15th at 89.1, or listen online at WBOI.org.
March 2018 marked the return of an event NPR listeners are probably familiar with. Perhaps 48 hours ago, you were even listening to the TED Radio Hour right here on 89.1 WBOI. TEDx events happen worldwide, The X denotes an independently organized TED event, and TEDx Fort Wayne returned after a 3-year hiatus on March 24th. The theme for the event was appropriately resurgence. Mark Hagar, Devante Beckham, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thanks for having us, Ben.
Thanks for having us.
Mark, I'll start with you. How successful was the resurgence of TEDx Fort Wayne?
We were very happy, and so we've kind of split this between the metrics that we set out to do, things like selling all the tickets and securing sponsorships and having fantastic speakers and those very measurable metrics that we set out. We were successful on every front. The intangible things that we talked about before we started was, you know, we'll know it's a success based on the conversations that are happening in the hallways between the speakers and at lunch and the follow-up we hear after the fact. And I don't know how we could be happier. The feedback was amazing. The conversation was constant. You know, at lunchtime, everybody stopped and talked with us about speakers that they had heard and their excitement for the speakers in the afternoon. I would kind of work my way around the lounge as people were having lunch and listen to the conversations. And what was important to me is that they were talking about the speakers that they had heard earlier in the day. They weren't talking about the basketball game or, you know, the whatever was happening with the kids' school. They were talking about the day. They were very much engaged in what was happening on the day. And so we were just very excited about the entire thing from the beginning to the end. It was fantastic.
We spoke over a month ago about some of the logistics of bringing back TEDx Fort Wayne after it was the 3 years of hiatus.
Right.
And the months of preparation that were involved. And we'll include a link to that conversation in the web version of this one. But what made you realize as you were picking your speakers this time around that Devante Beckham was someone you wanted to invite to speak at TEDx Fort Wayne?
Well, I'm going to gush a little bit because Devante is such an impressive young man. And I had known him. I encouraged him to apply. And I had met him on several occasions. And he has a great story. He has a great personal story, but he's been able to develop characters, and I'll let him talk about that as he goes forward here. But where he wants to take his career, you know, looking forward in his life, is inspirational. And he's well on his way. And, you know, these are the kind of people we knew we wanted involved with TEDx. We wanted people who had a vision for themselves. They had an experience, a life experience that they wanted to share, but they had this vision for themselves and this idea on not only improving themselves and improving others, but just, you know, how can we be contributors to a better society moving forward? And I think that, you know, he is a mission-driven individual.
Now I want to get a speaker's perspective. Devante, what did you speak about, and what was the process of preparing a TED Talk like for you?
My talk was called What If You Could Fly? And it looked at how us as children had an attempt that we probably really believed in confidently, and that's trying to fly. Looking at how do we unlock that power as adults, and then bringing my characters in to unlock a little bit of that innocence and that playful nature that can really push us towards that point of achieving things. Preparing was a very long journey. It was months and months of preparation from writing the talk to doing custom illustrations for my talk and then just continuing practice, rehearsal, rehearsal, rehearsal every night. It's an unforgettable experience, but at the same time, it took a lot of hard work in order to make the day a success, as Mark pointed out.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about your characters. How did that concept fit into your talk?
Looking at flying, one of my characters, his name is Dream. He's just a little cloud character, and he looks at dreams, and he is a dream, but he's very inviting, but he's not that easy to grasp. So in my talk, I featured, what does your dream look like? What is that dream? And are you willing to chase it and catch it and actually hang on to him or her in order to fly? Because he'll take you places. I also have a character named Idea, and he's a little light bulb. He represents our ideas. And then one of the big impactful character that showed in the talk, his name was Knox, and he's just a little box, but he represents our limits. But he also has a good side in which you can step on him to reach higher things. So those are just a few of my characters that I featured in the talk.
Devante, when your speech becomes available, and it does have to go through an approval process with TED before that actually happens, but when it does, we'll link to it so WBOI listeners can hear your talk in full. And ideally, a speaker will always have the goal, by the end of my speech, my audience will blank, go out and do something different, make a change. What response do you feel you got from the audience at TEDx Fort Wayne?
One of the biggest responses that I got immediately after was how impactful my story was. Just to hint on it a little bit, I broke my foot 3 times. It all happened when I was running. In that point, I felt like my wings were damaged. I couldn't fly. And I looked at my art as something to rely on to fly again. What do I love? What do I want to do? And people, what I wanted was for them to feel a sense of, I can fly again, even if I'm on the ground right now. I can chase what I want. I can be what I want. And just really going after that in an innocent nature. I think I got a lot of that response at the event, online, at the live stream as well.
Mark, I know we're less than 2 weeks removed from the 2018 edition of TEDx Fort Wayne, but do you plan to bring it back as early as next year? Any changes you'd make going forward?
Well, I haven't had a chance to debrief with the team yet. I will say everything about this process, I had an uneasy calm the entire time going into it, but it was because we had this team working and the individuals involved were so committed to it. It was a joy to work with them. They stayed ahead of the game the entire time. It made it very easy. And so as an organizer, you certainly appreciate that. And we knew the speakers, so Devante and you know, we had 11 live speakers in total. They were all working with their coaches. And so we knew that preparation was happening. I can fairly confidently tell you TEDx will be back next year. Some of it's going to depend on the rest of the team and what involvement they want to have. We still have some work to do. As you mentioned, we still have to get the videos online, and there's a process to that. And so we'll gather back together and talk about how we want to attack next year in the coming months. I suspect it'll stick around. Yeah.
Final thoughts, looking ahead to future endeavors, TEDx Fort Wayne or otherwise? Devante, why don't we start with you?
My big goal is to produce children's books, and also just looking outside of that, just really try to impact as many people as I can, from a child to an adult, within my art, the Fort Wayne community. Continue to look to people like Mark for inspiration, people around, and just try to be a voice, as loud enough voice as I can, really, within my art.
And Mark, looking ahead to this next year?
We had the real benefit this year of not having been here for 3 years. There was a bit of, I'm going to call it a pent-up demand almost, or a pent-up availability of really good ideas. You know, we want to find inspirational people like Devante. And so as we move forward, we pulled 11 people out of that pool this year. We had a lot of response and a lot of good ideas, but we pulled 11 of those. And so we're looking at, you know, next year, and being able to maintain the quality of the speakers is going to be of paramount concern to us. And so we need inspirational idea people like him. That's a concern. You know, our TEDx Fort Wayne is still up. The website is still up. People can visit the site. And if you know a great speaker, it's never too early to put their name in the mix.
Mark Hagar, Devante Beckham, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
This has been an episode of WBOI Presents. Thanks to the entire WBOI news team for making this episode possible.
Music for tonight's show is provided by Mark Waldick and the Fairfield Falcon Fiddle Club. Folk Tales is next. Have a wonderful evening.